Franchi coming up. Jerry Lynn Ward, attorney. Joanna Scott, activist. Give us those numbers again for the governor's office, Rick Perry. We have millions of listeners. And we shut down the Hays County phone systems. We didn't even give out their emergency numbers. They just shut the whole county down. What if tens of thousands of you all over the country call Rick Perry? At least he'll be aware we're aware of his activities. But call the state reps and others and say, how dare you vote on this? Give us those numbers again, Joanna.
It's the opinion line, 800-252-9600. And then also the governor's switchboard, 512-463-2000. And it's
what about Kirk Watson? You know, Texas Monthly said he's the best senator. What a besmirching of the Texas Monthly.
These people think they're saving children. They don't really understand or care, evidently, about the trauma that a child goes through when strangers come and ask, did daddy touch your pee-pee? Do you do this or that at home? These strangers come, take their clothes off and look at them. Give them medical exams. This only should be happening when you know.
They did it to the lady's child who works here, and then they lied about it. And even the Statesman writer said, no, first they admitted they did it, then they said they didn't.
I mean,
the Statesman caught them lying. They strip search little girls and do whatever they want.
Yeah. While we were sitting here, I just got on my email my little update. I'm on the department's update. Children waiting for adoption. I pop up my email. All the new kids up for adoption just popped up on my screen. That's what this is about.
Yep.
All the new kids they've snatched, yeah.
The best way to protect children is to protect the due process rights of their parents.
Yes.
And ultimately them, because this is just a slippery slope.
Yes.
And nobody's going to have any rights if we keep on in this direction.
And what about putting it back on the CPS? I mean, the record they've got of abusing children, this is the worst place you'd want children to be, period. What about them being investigated for a change? Because we know where all the smart pedophiles go. They don't go to parks to grab kids. They go become CPS workers.
Yeah. Well, they're always covering that. We bring that up all the time. That there are national studies that have been done that prove that if you actually even left the really abused kids in their homes, they'd actually be abused less in their home than they would be in the foster care system.
Well, I mean, look, I was a carpet cleaner for one summer, and I saw CPS homes. And let me tell you something, it's hell. And you can take one look at the people running them, and you're like, oh, my God, that's a deal.
You're right, but even I'm here to say that even in the best supposedly good home with good, well-meaning people that actually treat a child correctly, it's still a stranger. It's still a trauma.
It totally fries the kids, and they want to break the family up. Any websites, Joanna Scott or Jerry Lynn Ward, we should check out?
Well, our website is www.parentguidancecenter.org.
Parentguidancecenter.org.
National Coalition of Child Protection Reform, that's nccpr.org. That's Richard Wexler. He does exposés on states. He's done a couple on Texas. He's got postings about Senate Bill 1440 and his take on it.
Give those websites out again.
Again, they're parentguidancecenter.org and nccpr.org.
Yeah, and go ahead.
If you want more details on this story, I would suggest the Tim Lambert's blog right in Texas. He's the head of the Texas Homeschool Coalition.
Mm-hmm. Also,
and he's been blogging about this, and you can get more details about the case there.
Yeah, and if you go to a couple like our website, we'll have links to the other groups that also have a lot of information about it as well.
Yeah, but the Texas Homeschool Coalition, we've linked to those stories. Those are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Jerry Lynn Ward, we commend you for your courage and fighting the pedophile rings. And Joanna Scott, we commend you for being able to be around these people, because I've gone and fought them some myself, and being around them actually shakes somebody's psyche because they're so evil. Thank you so much, ladies, and I hope to get you in studio. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
You bet. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In studio, Gary Franchi, founder of the Lone Lantern Society, also heads up Restore the Republic. And the good part about it is another example of somebody in the last 4 or 5 years who's reached millions of people by taking action. I absolutely love it. We'll be talking to Gary Franchi in one moment. First off, though, I want to tell people about Diginet personal audio video recorders. They've got systems that very inexpensively, very affordably, are little hard drives hidden in your car with camera systems where you can activate it with the police and they don't even see it. And then you can burn them good when they're violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or save yourself when they're lying about you. I mean, they'll say you were firing machine guns, sacrificing children, you know, doing whatever. You're going to have the video proving you didn't do it. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic there, but you know what I'm talking about. Just absolutely amazing. And they've also got pens like this one. We were doing some undercover work today with some of their pens. We were touring a government facility here in Austin. And to be announced later, and they wouldn't let us have cameras, but I'm sorry, we do. And we have footage of the facility with these pen cameras. They've got the best prices on these I've seen. I mean, I paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for these. It's like $45-$50 on their site for these, and the audio and video is really great quality for units this small. So I hope you visit their website. It's D-I-G-A. That's D-I-G-A. net, diganet.net. Everyone should have these DigiPens on them. Everybody should have their even better unit in their car, and I'm going to get one put in my car. And it hides very, very simple, a little bitty memory stick. You just activate it when you want it to record, and you defeat the enemy. So DigaNet, that's a DigiNet, DigaNet. Ladies and gentlemen, check them out today. DigaNet. They got a lot of different models and systems, so definitely check that out. Okay, going now to Gary Franchi. Gary, it's great to have you here. You were here with William Lewis running camera. You're producing a film about FEMA camps around the country. There's so many to go to, so little time, and also discrediting Glenn Beck. So that's a film we talked about doing. That's why I was excited to hear you guys were making that film. I guess our minds think alike. That's why I'm honored to be in it. But you're also here in town doing some other things. So I thought, why not have you in studio, not just William Lewis? So it is good to have you here with us, buddy.
It's great to be here, Alex. Really a pleasure.
You bet. Just another testament to what we can all do taking action. Tell folks how you woke up and all the success you've had against the New World Order.
Well, you know, most people don't even realize this. I was about 17 when I first learned about the, you know, the Committee of 300, the Council of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, all these things. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, telling all these people about it. And I was medicated. You know, doctors said, you know, this is not going on. Take these drugs and forget about all of it.
So your parents said, my God, he's mentally ill. He believes there's a corrupt elite. He believes there's a Federal Reserve. He's a criminal. We've got to drug him.
Well, it was more...
So you were already awake.
I was already awake. And then,
and a thought criminal.
Yes, I was a thought criminal. And then for 10 years, I was heavily medicated until, you know, I always knew deep down something was going on. And I started researching the microchip on peer-to-peer networks. This is well before there was anything like YouTube or these types of streaming video sites. I came across a video of you talking about the RFID chip, the VeriChip. And I said, who is this guy? What's he talking about? I mean, he what I was talking about before wasn't just some line that I read in a book. Then I started doing some more searching, found your name, saw a video of you at SeaWorld. You know, talking about biometrics.
Now, there's actually one from 2000 and another from 2004. So people get those confused. But, yeah, they put the biometrics in.
Yeah, so I watched the video and I said, look, this guy right here, he is talking the exact same thing that I'm talking about. I'm not crazy.
Okay, so before you thought you were crazy and they medicated you, and then years later you're seeing, no, it's real, it's really happening.
Yes,
so
it's really happening.
So I didn't really wake you up. I just validated what you already knew.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had validated what I knew, but you reignited that spark that needed, that was there dwelling inside me. And I said, okay, it's time. You know, let's organize. You know, I downloaded all of your movies. You know, I sat in a basement, watched them all, emerged from the from the darkness. A new light shone upon me, and I was like, where is everybody? We got to find everybody. Let's get organized. Let's take action. And that's when the Lone Lantern Society was created.
Explain what Lone Lantern means for those that don't.
Lone Lantern is the single lantern in the virtual tower, telling people that the enemies are here. It's taken after the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, where one if by land, two if by sea. Well,
the enemy's here. Yeah,
yeah, they are here. They're on our soil, and it's up to us to ride through the streets and wake up the American people. And that's what the Lone Lantern Society was created to do.
And then you got to work with Aaron Russo, and then when he died, right as he died, he handed over Restore the Republic, and you've done a great job keeping that alive.
Yeah, the Lone Lantern Society, Aaron saw what I was doing in Chicago with the Lone Lantern Society, and he said, you know, we met on several occasions, you know, had some really wild late-night conversations in his suite at the Sofitel Hotel. You know, those late-night 3 a.m. conversations, philosophy and the meaning of life, it was just amazing. And, you know, we developed a bond and trust. I worked behind the scenes.
He had a lot of energy while he was even fighting for his life.
Oh, he sure did.
A total of 6 years he fought cancer.
Yes.
He didn't tell people about it till the very end.
That's right. And, you know, that movie was his final message to the people. And it really catapulted a movement. It catapulted Ron Paul. You know, and then we had all these people who'd seen the film. We needed to harness the energy that was created. And that's where the Restore the Republic organization came in.
No, that's just wonderful. And it's another testament, though. You took action, you got involved, and you've conservatively, with your work and the volunteers, reached millions of people. And it's so exciting. I mean, all these scores of universities, it's making the news that they're taking the Obama deception and making copies of it. This film's been out 3 months, over 15 million views. I quit counting online, probably way more than that now. That was a month ago. That was 2 months in. So 3 months in. I don't know what it is. all over the place. You'll read in the newspaper 15,000 Obama deceptions where they burn copies and hand them out. Same thing with American Freedom to Fascism. So now George Soros is funding things like the Home Project. Humans are bad, got to have carbon taxes, got to have one-child policies. Humans are evil, and they're saying give them out for free, have street actions. They're now trying to duplicate what we're doing because we're engaged in a real color revolution against outside bankers coming in and taking over our country. They're trying now to come in with a false Obama revolution, but that's sputtering down very quickly. They're even admitting that they can't get their 13 million volunteers to do anything because they're finding out Barack Obama is a corporate front. So again, this doesn't have to happen. Can you believe that they're openly announcing LA Times, Washington Times, Washington Post, I've read those articles earlier in the show, just saying, yes, private offshore banks will run the whole government, any industry, no court, no judge, no jury. They'll grab your business from a hot dog stand to a car dealership. We rule everything. You're going to pay carbon taxes. They're now introduced the bill. I mean, it's not enough they've raped us of $14.8 trillion, Gary Franchi.
Well, you know, these people are reckless, they're out of control, and they need to be checked. You know, that's why their message is falling through the cracks. That's why the people, their volunteers aren't picking up the ball and running with it. Because they have lies. Their house is built upon sand. It will crumble. Okay, our house is built upon the truth. And that is why we are successful. That is why our message proliferates the way it does. My landlord came to my house to pick up a check. And you know what he said? He handed me a copy of the Obama deception. And I said,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I said, oh, you've seen, you know, and we got in a long conversation about it. It was pretty interesting. So, I mean, people that I'm meeting every day are handing me stuff now. And that's.
Well, listen, I don't brag when I say this because it actually freaks me out. And then I want to take off and go eat a hamburger. I want to take my wife to a movie. And I physically tell her, sorry, I got to stay in work. It's becoming because I know we don't have much time. I know we're hitting them out of the park. But just because we're in a machine gun nest hitting the enemy, we're still getting blown to hell. So I can't walk away for 1 minute for my children. But then I do take off 3 days and go to Port Aransas. Every restaurant we went to, the people that owned it, ran it, it wasn't just one guy. It would be, here's the owner, here's the manager, here's my wife, I'm a fan, you know, will you sign this film for us? You know, I mean, and then go to the next restaurant, and I'm going down the beach in a rented golf cart, past the cars, and Alex Jones, we have really hurt them bad, Gary.
We really have.
I mean, but the thing is, they're just coming down on us and don't care. So, I mean, what do you think, what do you see happening in all this?
Well, you know, like I said, it's the truth. It's the message that is piercing the darkness, okay? You know, anything that is done in darkness, anything that is hidden in secret will be revealed. And that is why we are being successful. It's because people believe in what we're doing, and it's having an impact. The people are waking up by the millions, Alex, by the millions. The New World Order does not stand a chance against the truth.
If we're willing to, but the problem is they're getting desperate now and saying,
exactly.
And saying
yes.
You know, ACLU on their front page has the official Pentagon training manual that says all protest is now terrorism. I mean, it actually says we're all terrorists.
Right.
It's the First Amendment. It's America. What the veterans fought and died for. They're saying the veterans are terrorists. Gun owners are terrorists. I mean, folks, the government is the terrorist. They're the illegitimate bastards.
They are grasping at straws at this point because they cannot control the messages they try to. The Internet is their worst enemy.
And now they're saying they're going to shut it down.
Well,
can you imagine when they try that? All these DVDs are already out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to use fax machines.
Mm-hmm.
They can't arrest us all. They start trying to take people off to FEMA camps, Gary. You know what's going to happen. And that's what I don't want it to go to. But you know what? If it goes to that, Gary, do these cops have any idea what's going to happen to them?
Well, there's the cops out there, the SWAT guys, they're Americans too. And those are the guys we need to reach. You know, because they're the ones that are going to follow those orders, and we have to reach them before it's too late, Alex. We have to hit the police, the fire, all of those first responder type people. Because if we can build up the resistance within,
we have,
those
we forces, are, yeah, we are,
we will.
Yeah, I mean, I'm too hard on a lot of them because the media loves to show only the bad cops and people. And I figured out a few years ago that when I was hyping that up, and I still do it because it threatens me at a primitive level, that actually makes the cops then get more isolated from us. We're more isolated from them. But then you have to, when the
Oklahoma Highway Patrol defends the guy who almost runs the ambulance off the road and then jumps out and starts roughing the guys up. And then they say he's the bad guy, the ambulance guy's bad. I mean, that is the system fundamentally run by bad people.
Well, there has been, you know, brainwashing power trips, you know, ingrained in a lot of these guys. They think they're Terminators walking around. You know.
But that's been done so they can be used in an evil job. Cops, you better break yourselves out of the mind control you're in, because I know what I'm saying is true, and so does Gary.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. HAZARID. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy HAZARID in stores. Order online at HAZARID.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. I'm going to take a lot of your phone calls coming up in the next segment and mention some other news headlines I haven't gotten to. It's the best of times, it was the worst of times, as famous literary mind said, and it is. And I guess the best in us comes out when things start getting the worst, but also the worst in us comes out. And, I mean, I keep going over this and over this. To have them openly announcing a Bank of the World, but then I thought they were going to run us out of the Bank of the World through the executive. They're saying, no, the banks will actually rule the federal government with government power. So this is like a fourth branch of government above it, a new form of government in the United States openly being announced, not with a bang, Gary. It's just being, you know, like slipped out like somebody does something in church.
You mean like a global banking system? Over the Federal Reserve, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but actually running government functions and commanding the Pentagon and the executive, and it's above government.
Well, that's the New World Order. That is what they've been working for the past 80 to 100 years.
But, I mean, they're skipping ahead of three or four more steps. They're going right to the end.
Well, because they don't have the time. Because we're waking people up faster than they can go ahead and develop the system. Their plan all along has been incremental steps. And now because we are pushing out the information at the rate that we are, they have to amp up their game. And that's why you're seeing the speed and the New World Order developing at this rate.
No, I agree with you. And they decided to go from the soft tyranny to an open tyranny. And they've said that in the Financial Times of London. They said, we are authoritarian. But this is good. I mean, they are saying they're authoritarian. I mean, I keep repeating it. They are illegitimate, Gary. So what do we do? You know, we're pushing. People say they want solutions. States' rights, not secession. We're saying states created the federal government, 9th and 10th Amendment. We're saying we're not going to follow your unconstitutional stuff. We're going to get you back under control because the feds have been seized by offshore corporations. The states have got to come back and get control. We're saying H.R. 1207 to audit the Fed. That's yes. Going to the House floor. Mm-hmm. You know, 230-something sponsors now. There's all these other solutions, defeat gun grabbing, defeat open borders that the globalists want, defeat all this foreign aid to foreign bankers, no more bailouts. All we give is solutions here, so people listening have no excuse. What should they do, Gary? What are some other solutions?
Well, you know, it comes down to the local level, okay? That's the Constitution was put in place to limit government, okay? And the 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment give those powers, not duly you know, enumerated to the federal government, down to the states and to the local level, and then to the people. So that is where real change can take place, and people have to get involved at the local level.
Exactly. The presidential elections are important, but it's been totally seized by offshore banks. Billions of dollars, over $2 billion was spent in the last presidential election. The power, you'll show up where incredibly important decisions are being made by foreign bankers where they're literally running local meetings, say, in Austin, Texas, or in Chicago where you're at. And nobody's there resisting it. It's like we've just given up. But now people are not giving up. They're starting to find out they can fight back.
Well, I mean, you see groups like, you know, back home in Chicago. I would be I'd be lynched if I went back home and didn't mention the hard work of the Lone Lantern Society there. We Are Change Chicago. All the guys, you know, nationwide, these grassroots groups that are springing up, and they're showing up at these places. They're showing up at the Council on Foreign Relations. They're showing up at these organizational meetings.
And notice all of a sudden the mainstream media is going, okay, there's a Bohemian Grove. Okay, there is a trilateral commission. Okay, the Bilderberg Group does want world government, but it's for your best interest. So they've lost all this credibility all these years saying it didn't exist. We've gained all this credibility.
Well, they need to have the people accept it. Okay, so for all those years, like you just said, they went ahead and denied its existence. Now they're coming out and they're saying it does exist because now they need the people to accept it. Meanwhile, we're coming in like the tip of the spear and waking up the people. It's neighbor to neighbor. It's house to house that we have to wake up the people. This, if we don't win the court of public opinion, we will lose.
Absolutely. Gary Franchi here with us in studio. We've got about a minute before we break. We're going to come back and take calls. Tell me about Restore the Republic magazine, Republic magazine. You're involved in so much good stuff.
We created a publication to further the work of Aaron Russo, to push his message further. You know, that movie touched on so many issues, and we figured that those issues needed to be expounded upon. So there you have. That's Republic magazine, and we really would like people to go out, check it out, republicmagazine.com. Grab a subscription. You can grab bulk copies, high-quality, glossy print publication, provocative covers. You know, our next issue is really hot. Just go there, take a look at the cover. George Washington with an AR-15 on his back. I mean, it is.
You gotta love it. And on, and Gary, on top of that, We don't just need to be high-tech internet. We need to be low-tech like this. Leave these at dental offices.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever.
Well, yeah, because
you may unlock an entire soul, an entire brain with one DVD or one Restore the Republic magazine. Very exciting. About to break. We'll tell folks more about that when we come back. And your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv are our websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Now that is a handsome creature right there. French Bulldog puppy, ladies and gentlemen.
Some
fat ass is, how old is he? 5 months. He's big for the breed. This is one of the blue ones. Anyways, it's my wife's baby. Name's Captain. Captain Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. And he doesn't like the New World Order at all. Watch out. He's going to try to jump off the table. Just let him go. Yeah, let him down. Thank you. Go ahead and let him down, Francie. Thank you. Got his white hair all over me. My parents got his sister, and he's been over at their house fighting all day. He got bite marks on him and stuff. Those puppies are something else. Franchi, it's always something new around here on the show. That dog is a terrorist, probably, according to Homeland Security. But you presented me with a silver piece the other day. I want to present you with our Culpeper flag T-shirt. The Come and Take It, Don't Tread on Me, Coiled Snake of Liberty. And on the back, it has the Thomas Jefferson quote, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. This is the way we get people to go out and meet like-minded folks, wear our colors loud and proud. And that's XX large for you, my friend.
Yeah,
I hope that's
you.
The right size. If not, we get just an extra large or large. And this, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And this one isn't quite as provocative as an evil founding father flag. You might get questioned by Homeland Security for that one. This one, people say, what is that? What's 1776? What's 1984? And we found this is a great way to strike up conversations. And then it's got a little Infowars.com on the back. So, Gary, from the Infowars Command Center, to you and to the Restore the Republic folks.
Thank you.
There, you've got some of our colors there. You can.
I will wear them with pride, Alex. I will wear them.
1776 is pretty anti-American, though. You better watch it.
1776.
You know, I have FEMA on tape saying that's terrorism.
Well, yeah, they have. They said it. You know, in some of your early films, they talked about that. You know.
Yeah, I have FEMA training videos.
Yeah, it's disgusting. In fact, that these people that claim
now, you're flying on an airplane, you might get arrested for that. 1776. That's evil.
Yeah.
Bankers don't like it.
Well, they don't like a lot of things that the American people are doing, and we're stepping up to the plate, and that's what needs to be done. That's what every American needs to do, step up to the plate.
Hey, the Wall Street Journal actually got it right. You know, I told the Wall Street Journal I wouldn't be interviewed by them lately. They want to come here and do an interview. I told them, maybe I should. It says Congress and the IMF's power grab. And this article by Julie Shelton actually admits it's foreign banks taking over the U.S. Wow. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that there needs to be some heads rolling in the streets. I think that's what needs to happen.
You mean figuratively?
Of course.
Figuratively,
yes,
of course.
Yes. I don't speak in literal terms, so.
By the way, the Las Vegas Review-Journal just got subpoenaed for people making threats, and they're going to fight the subpoena, and which is going to cost them $20,000, $30,000, money we don't have when we get subpoenaed.
What kind of threats?
You ever been subpoenaed yet?
No, I have not, no.
By ding-dongs that make threatening comments on your message boards?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's not very fun.
Well, I don't look forward to it.
Well, hopefully they won't do that.
We have, you know, on our website, RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're just teetering at 15,000 registered users. People are all over that website, you know, posting blogs, forums, articles, videos, all types of things.
Very exciting, Gary.
It's a lot to manage. It is, you know. And people are free to say what they want. I haven't got a subpoena yet, though.
Yeah. Now, just side issue. I saw the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Not the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Las Vegas Review-Journal in here saying that, and it just made me think of it. Let's take some phone calls. Let's talk to Brian in Arizona. You're on the air with Gary Franchi. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Gary. Great to talk to you again. I met you out in Phoenix, and I got that email where nobody's sending money, and tell them all to send in $2 and wrap it in paper because you guys need the funds out of 50,000 people, what, 700 people mailed in or something?
Yeah, well, you know, that last email we put out really set off a firestorm. People were coming out of the woodwork supporting the sponsor Patriot program. And I want to thank you for stepping up and helping us, because that program is designed to put magazines in the hands of activists who are willing to hit the streets, pass them out all over the country.
Great.
No, it's beautiful. It's absolutely exciting. Go ahead, Brian.
Couple quick disagreements that will be right on point, not out of left field. When Jesse Ventura was on a week ago, I tried to get through. He said, well, his Barack Obama's mother's American. I don't understand what the problem is. Here's what the problem is. The father wasn't, but even bigger than that. You have to go back to the laws that was in 1961, I believe. And that said, if your one parent is natural born, here's the deal. You have to have lived here in over the last 10 years, of which 5 have to be over the age of 14. Now, she gave birth.
And his mother was too young to have been able to do that. Yes, so he's not a citizen who can be president because his mother, under federal law, had not lived in the United States continuously for long enough.
No, she lived here continuously, but 5 of those years had to be over the age of 14, which meant she could have given birth out of the country 5 years after.
The way it reads is, yeah, no, she was too young for it to be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She gave birth at age 18. The other disagreement, and I got this information to Aaron the other day with the code word Batman in his email, was the disagreement on thepentagon.com. There was a new release where they went back and interviewed a witness who a pole came crashing through his car in front of the Pentagon, and he said, well, we pulled the pole out of the car and I drove off. And then the FBI wanted to talk to me days later. Well, his wife was FBI. This is Lloyd England, the taxi cab driver. And then,
sir, I don't even think you know my view on all that stuff at the Pentagon. I don't know what we're disagreeing about. You're just making statements and then saying you're disagreeing, but I appreciate your call. Talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Thank you for all the work that you do. We love you up here. Keep up the good work. I just want to let you know that in my town, which is very close to the U.S. Open in Bethpage in Farmingdale, our train station is set up like a homeland security, military-style operation where people disembark the train. They herd the people into a security area where they're shaken down for any sort of contraband and paraphernalia. And then they're processed from there, put on buses, and then they go over to the U.S. Open. But I just find it very interesting. It's a
Get in the Kentucky Derby. The U.S. Army searches you. When people jump off and the horse wins, the Army comes and responds. They have troops everywhere, train stations, bus stations, all subway stations. The TSA, Homeland Security, total violation of 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, has announced they're going to be nationwide and in shopping malls randomly ordering you up against the wall to search you. Now, I said this 6 years ago when I saw Governor Ridge say it on C-SPAN. That was the plan. Now they've gotten around to it. Folks, that isn't freedom when the borders are wide open, but there's guys in black uniforms lining you up. We need footage like that. Go sit there with a little camera like you're reading the newspaper. Shoot video of that. We need that type of video. Or don't wait for us. Shoot it. Get it up on the web. Just if you send it to us, we can promote it and, you know, really get a lot of attention.
Springdale train station set up like a practice drill of people disembarking trains, herded like cattle into security areas and shaken down for contraband and loaded onto buses.
Can you repeat the name of that train station again? Can you repeat the name of that train station again, please?
Farmingdale train station.
Farmingdale train station.
That is
well,
correct.
I mean, I remember before 9/11 they had public school drills where FEMA would practice without telling the parents, having the kids put their hands up and go get on buses. And then they would tell the kids, you're now going to a FEMA camp. Your parents have to come later. Then the Washington Post after 9/11 said, during a terror attack, we're going to take your kids and then make you come get them at the FEMA center.
I mean,
folks, this is, they've done this in the Soviet Union. They've done this in Nazi Germany. They're really...
Well, it's conditioning. It is conditioning.
Yesterday, it's mainstream news that all protest is considered terrorism. I mean, the people that said that are the terrorists. Sir, so where were you when you saw this? I mean, is this going on every day or was this just for one event?
I take the train every day to work, and they're set up at my train station with all kinds of gates. There's multi-jurisdictional, service.
Yeah, that's a federal drill. They had that in Tennessee in a four-state area last year, then again this year. Regular Army, Air Force MPs shut down the highways. We could pull up photos in the newspapers. The governor said don't do it, and the feds said we're going to do it. And the Army was out, and you see photos of traffic backed up miles with MPs searching people's cars going, you know, like it's still photos going like that at the citizens. I mean, Gary, this is insane.
Well, this is direct violation of posse comitatus. And, you know, the American people... If the American people don't stand up, we are done. Forget being America. Call it something else, because that's not what it is. Okay? The federal government has overstepped its bounds beyond what the founders...
Well, they're trying to pass a law where they can kidnap your kids in Texas without even a court order. I mean, you know, it's on the governor's desk. It's total tyranny. You know, first it's, we're just spying on Al-Qaeda, and then now we're spying on all of you. And the courts and Congress say they can without warrants. And then, we're just going to talk to your kid. Now we're just going to take them. I mean, you know, it's just, oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, sir. Get us some photos of that.
Get one of those pen cameras.
Well, actually, if the guys Google it, you can pull up. It was all over the New York News. It was also in Boston. Dallas and Houston are doing it. It's called Viper Teams. Google Viper Teams. Google TSA. TSA takes over Subway. And life will be like the airports. And that's all about submission, taking your shoes off, answering questions of some illegal alien jabbing you with a poker stick.
But you better not have a bottle of shampoo larger than 3 ounces outside of a clear plastic bag, or else you're going to be carrying some...
No, but see, it's all about making you all criminals, training you, you're all bad. In England, everybody now, old lady walking her dog, doesn't matter. It's happened to Watson, both the Watsons. It happened to me. You'll be walking down the street, and police walk up. Please stand up against the wall. So I need to see your ID of being enrolled in the terrorism database. And you go, I'm not going to tell you that. And they go, I will arrest you immediately on section 7874589. And then they also have a headline. Yeah, there it is. TSA to replace NYPD on subway bag checks.
Oh, my God.
That's Fox News. And it says everybody will do it. But that's nationwide. Now, let's expand. In England, Google this. I want to show them mainstream news. And they report it like it's good. All photography of government is terrorism. And you are arrested as a terrorist, but they've got cameras all on you. And then the cops said, well, it's only for real terrorists. And then all these videos are coming out as they arrest anybody and everybody taking photos of their kids at a park. Cops will walk up and say, excuse me, now up against the wall, please. No, I'm being arrested. Section 6785 code over the wolf at it. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, I'm a terrorist. And it's just all getting you ready for it that you're part of this.
Well, the funny thing, Alex, about cameras,
just Google photography terrorism in England. That'll show it. Go ahead.
The funny thing about cameras is that they're not going to prevent anything. You know,
every time they SWAT team us, then they say it malfunctioned.
Well, if a terrorist wants to go ahead and blow something up, okay, a camera is going to get blown up in the process. They're not going to get anything. It's not going to prevent it.
Well, number one, Google Earth, they already have the photos. It's all about they don't want us videotaping them, and everybody knows it. Because government thinks it's God and works for offshore banks.
Because we will hold them accountable. Those cameras hold them accountable.
Yeah, click on that. That's a prison planet. UK government refuses to say where photography is banned. BJ... P online. Click on it. I want to go to the main story. That's just the blurb. Click on it. Yeah, but I want to show people the actual BBC. Taking photos in England now, terrorism. And it's section... they go section 24.1 of section 31.1A-C. How dare you section... I mean, literally, that's what they do. Go ahead, Franchi. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying the cameras hold them accountable. When we put our cameras in their faces, we catch them in the act.
But it's like this. You have a camera in studio right now.
Yes, I do.
I've got all these cameras on you. But wheel that camera around right there to his camera. It'd be like if I was a cop in England, and I've got all these cameras on Franchi. But then I go, good Lord, oh, my God, he's got a camera. Act of terrorism. It's a weapon. It's going to kill us. Ban it immediately. Franchi is a terrorist. The crown. Sorry.
Well, you know, that MIAC report was something else, too. You know, if you had a copy of Freedom to Fascism, you might be a violent militia member, you know.
Well, but see, they say militia member white supremacists mixing that in.
Right.
And let's expand on that. Now the CPS is taking white supremacist kids. But they have a right to be white supremacists.
Yes,
they have a right to be black nationals.
You know, I don't agree with
I mean, Metcha and La Raza, are we going to take all the illegal aliens kids?
Well, no, that won't happen. That won't happen because that's racism.
Well, just like when they were arresting my IT guy in the parking lot one night because his ID was expired. He pulled in. They thought it was suspicious. He pulled into our parking lot. I pull up. The lights are on. The cops have got him in handcuffs. I walk up. They all bull up. They go, oh, Alex Jones. Hey, we're fans. And I go, oh, really? And I said, why are you taking him to jail? Well, his ID's out. And I said, but if he was the illegal alien, you wouldn't. He goes, you know, that's true. It's absolutely, the judges let him go. We're told not to.
You know,
you see, we are citizens, which means cash, cow, slave, scum, filth to be sucked off of. They see us, they see a dumb, stupid schmuck that'll hand our kids over to their pedophile rape rooms and not even stand up.
Alex, when I used to do loss prevention for a major retail outfit.
It's the employees stealing.
Well, it was.
Employees are.
Alex, I used to arrest illegal aliens, okay? I would catch them. In there with their wallets, with the cutouts of the green cards, just before they're ready to be manufactured, the Niles Police Department would come in, and I'd say, look, I got this guy in the act. He's about to, he's making green cards. They didn't care, didn't want to talk about it, let him go. Let him go.
So you could catch people stealing, or just with fake cards?
I would catch people stealing, shoplifting from the store.
And it was
a lot of people.
I'm surprised the cops didn't help them. Remember New Orleans, them all stealing, the cops stealing? Surprised the cop didn't pistol whip you and go, shut up! Steal everything! It's ours! We rule it now! Steal everything! Including their children. There's nothing these schmucks won't put up with. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well,
so, I mean, this is key, though. Tell me more about this. So,
okay, I've got an illegal.
A god.
Undocumented worker.
A god. No, a god.
And, you know, he's got the documentation ready to, of pictures of different people, his friends. He's making fake green cards. Niles PD lets him go. Okay, I got him on shoplifting charges. Okay, I got him on video.
But he's a god.
But you know what? We got to let him go. Because we don't want to deal with it. But if I caught some 16-year-old...
See, we got to start saying...
Man, they would cuff him and take him into the police without question.
Because that is that they can suck money out of. He's in the Matrix.
Yes.
So we need to be like the illegal aliens. Stop going along with their system.
Absolutely. Cut up your ideas.
Well, I mean, what about...
But you gotta, extract yourself from the system somewhere.
What about discrimination lawsuits? Because, there's sheriffs on record who arrest illegals and are told to let them go, who've been in the newspaper. I mean, if they see a citizen, they see a big... It's like they see a Capri Sun, like they want to stick a straw in us and suck the juice out. But they see a legal alien, they see a stone they can't squeeze blood out of.
Well, that's what because they...
How do we become God-level like them?
Maybe we all got to go out and get, fake IDs, scrub our social security numbers, and cut up our driver's license, remove our license.
Yeah, but they would target you. Like, you've seen all the art
in the system. It's too late.
Hey, have you seen how they're arresting everybody that tries to buy stuff with silver? And then a guy with a big YouTube channel I know, he went into a store where they're taking silver, and they erased his account. They're scared of people learning that you can pay for stuff with silver, and the cops are so brainwashed, they arrest people all over the country if they have $2 bills, because the store clerks are such Nazis, they think $2 bills are counterfeit, and the cops charge you and convict you of normal money.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dave in Texas, you're on the air with Gary Franchi and Alex Jones. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gary. I was just wondering if you guys could comment on the recent declaration of the World Health Organization using U.S. schools as mandatory vaccination centers, and how you think they're going to enforce that. Are they going to send people like a letter or something? Or
well, I should have spent more time on this since they came out and said that on Monday. But see, that's a blind spot I have, is that I read the official UN treaty that we signed. Me and Jason showed it over and over again months ago on air, where it says forced inoculations, martial law, how they're going to use the schools as forced inoculations. The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act from 2002, 2003 said all that. And so we told you we were really at level six a month and a half ago. This week they admitted that. And people still say we're not at level six, even when it's in Reuters and AP. Yeah, the flu isn't real, but it's their hype to bring in international control. And yes, we're now under UN regulation and control. And the head of Health and Human Services is saying they're going to forcibly inject your kids at the schools. And it's absolutely hellish. And
I mean, the only thing I can say that can be done is that you have to reject those vaccinations. You know, stand on your Constitution. Push the Constitution as hard as you can.
And the school will lie. I mean, I've got video of the police in Maryland saying it's the law with police dogs barking at the kids to make them take the shot. And then I had the state attorney on. He laughed and said, yeah, my kids don't take it. The guy doing it that I got off CNN was laughing at us on air about how stupid those people are. It's funny to them. Lawless people.
Well, like I said, you have to stand on a religious or philosophical objection and fight it as hard as you can. I mean, that's the only recourse we have at this time.
You don't trust the government, Gary? You shouldn't. I mean, they only irradiated all those foster kids and gave black men syphilis and thousands of other things. You don't want to take the injections, Gary?
Well, you know, I've had enough mercury throughout my life to.
The problem is you had enough. You'd start loving government and realize it made the sun come up. It makes the grass grow.
Well, I was hoping I'd get some more fluoride treatments.
You know where? Personally. You know where Easter eggs come from? The president lays them.
That's what I thought.
The chocolate candy eggs.
I heard about that. Yeah.
You need more medication. You'd learn to enjoy those.
The little Obama eggs.
and people think when he gets on the commode that it's not chocolate eggs. They're with Al Qaeda.
Oh, the groom of the stool, right?
Yeah.
That's funny, man. That's funny.
All right, Franchi, you're out of control. Let's take one more call. You know, it's all happening here. Let's talk to Roger in Minnesota. Go ahead, Roger.
Yes, I have a question I'd like to ask both of you. I'm sure you both have heard of the gentleman, Michael Tesarian. I don't know if I pronounced his name correctly.
Yeah, I've had him on. I didn't know a lot about him. Interesting, intelligent fellow. I don't think I agree with some of his religious ideas, but interesting information.
Yeah, well, my question is, one of the things he says is that he thinks the Constitution is a fraud, and, of course, that's kind of a big thing to know whether it is or isn't. And so
it's a better system than the others, and anything can be perverted. But, no, it's Bill of Rights, Constitution, amazing. The Founding Fathers really did believe in liberty and freedom, and a lot of people attack them. I don't think he does it out of meanness. Certainly it's not perfect, and there were different factions in there. But it's produced more wealth and more liberty than any other system, and I stand behind it.
And the other thing I just wanted to mention is Ron Paul has on his website a really good analysis today of the health care bill that Obama's trying to get passed.
Yeah, we're going to cover that tomorrow. We're out of time. I want to thank Gary Franchi for joining us. RestoreThePublic.com, Public Magazine, all that good stuff. And, hey, look at those T-shirts I gave him. You can get those right now at InfoWars.com. The Live Free or Die T-shirts, the 1776 T-shirts. You want to meet like-minded people, you wear those out in public, you will find fellow patriots available at InfoWars.com. Great job, Gary. It was great having you here in the studio with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet.
Great to be here.
Great job, crew. Retransmission with all that key info with the big story starts now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.